Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. A familiar face in the Baker administration is leaving for Washington, D.C. Longtime Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack will become the Deputy Administrator of the Federal Highway Administration. She takes her new job with the Biden administration Wednesday. WBUR's Steve Brown reports.
Stephanie Pollack was one of Charlie Baker's original cabinet secretaries when he assumed office 6 years ago.
I didn't know her before she joined the administration. I met her when somebody suggested that I should interview her for the job. Neither one of us thought that was going to go particularly well, and we were both really surprised when it did.
A lifelong Democrat, Pollack had been a transportation advocate, lawyer, and professor before accepting the job offer from the Republican Baker. The governor says she's done a terrific job under enormously difficult circumstances. She was thrust into the spotlight early in her tenure when a series of brutal winter storms caused the MBTA to grind to a halt. Baker says Pollack's departure is a bittersweet moment for him.
I am just proud as I can be that that the Biden administration saw what I see in her every single day and chose her as one of their first appointments to a senior management position in the Department of Transportation. She's basically going to be the deputy of the Federal Highway Administration, which also means she'll play a critical role on a lot of projects that matter to us. But she's very big shoes to replace, and I'm going to miss her a lot.
Baker stood by Pollack when the Registry of Motor Vehicles came under fire 2 years ago. It was learned a truck driver who caused a deadly crash in New Hampshire that killed seven motorcyclists should have had his license suspended by the RMV due to previous infractions. The then registrar resigned, and the Transportation Department commissioned an independent audit to address lapses that may have led to the crash. As Pollack heads off to her new job, the governor is hopeful the move will ultimately benefit Massachusetts.
I think Massachusetts is losing a terrific performer, but I also believe that we now have somebody in the federal government who has a pretty deep knowledge and understanding about what the state of play here is with respect to, you know, projects, requirements, where we are, what we need, and all the rest.
Transportation advocates in Massachusetts give Pollack mixed reviews. Jared Johnson of the advocacy group Transit Matters acknowledges that Pollack inherited a financial mess and the massive snowstorm in 2015, but says her tenure was a string of frustrations and disappointments.
When advocates first heard about her being appointed to this role, I think there was a lot of, you know, positive thoughts, right? That someone who had been such a strong advocate on the outside, that maybe they would bring that advocate's voice and that sort of mindset to the role. And that has not been the case. You know, I feel like the incredible talent and intelligence that the secretary has, you know, has been used to give cover to really bad policies.
As Pollack departs, the governor has named Jamie Tesler as interim transportation secretary. Tesler has been the registrar of motor vehicles since the department was shaken up in 2019. Baker says he will take some time to appoint a permanent replacement for Pollack. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.